Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's up late to hang with you. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Rocking and rolling, Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll transition to the NFL right now. And as we're already in a week five with a very impressive Seattle victory up against the Rams on Thursday Night Football, we start to look at teams that are under pressure. Like the Rams were under pressure going into that game, coming off the bad performance up against the Buccaneers, where they were down early. They got back in the game. It was too little, too late. The Rams are a team that you look at them right now, and they could have won the game the other night. All they had to do was kick that field goal, and they came up just short. Or actually, it was just wide, I should say. But the overall team came up just short. Like, that was one where you go, yeah, probably should have won that one. But they didn't. Seahawks go to 4-1. Russell Wilson, can't say enough positive things about him. And the Rams fall to 3-2. Like, the Rams at 3-2, you say, yeah, their record should be better. You would think it would be better. But personally, I'm not that concerned about the Rams. Yes, that division is better than what you thought it would be. 49ers, undefeated. They have the Browns on Monday Night Football, and the Cardinals are what they are, 0-3-1. But when we start to take a glance at this slate coming up tomorrow on a football Sunday, the two teams right now that it looks ugly and it is ugly, and this is a major part in their schedule, and this is a major game for both of these teams, are the Atlanta Falcons and the Minnesota Vikings. Because Minnesota saw Mitch Trubisky go out early in the game in Chicago last weekend. And I get Mitch Trubisky's not this great quarterback. And they couldn't beat Chase Daniel. Couldn't beat him. And it wasn't as if he was lighting it up. Minnesota, though, could not score. They couldn't score. They only had 6 points in the game. And it wasn't as if it was just a loss that's a bad loss. It got even worse after the game. Because usually when you lose a game like that, the players won't be in a talkative mood. Well, Adam Thielen was in a talkative mood. And he said at some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball for 180 yards, even with the best running back in the NFL. That's when you have to be able to throw the ball. You have to be able to hit the deep balls. Right away, a shot at the quarterback. Even though Thielen, a few days later, will say, oh, all this negative energy is all being brought up upon by the media, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. You spoke the truth after the game, and you're not wrong. Kirk Cousins has been a bad quarterback, and he has guaranteed money. We know the Vikings can play defense. We know they can run the football. However, when the quarterback needs to make the throw, he's not been able to make the throws that they need to win the game. Kirk Cousins, so far this year, is under 800 yards passing, only has 3 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. In an offensive-heavy league that's predicated on quarterbacks, those numbers are awful. And this is a guy whose contract is guaranteed. And this is on a new offensive coordinator. This is ugly, ugly, ugly. And it didn't stop there. Kirk Cousins then apologizes to Thielen. And he said, because there's too many opportunities where we could have hit him on Sunday and postgame. When I talk to the media, I always say, hey, until I watch the film, it's hard for me to really give you a straight answer. Cousins said on KFan, according to the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He continued, well, now it's Tuesday night. I've watched the film, and the reality is there was opportunities for Thielen. The one that the most obvious is the 3rd and 10 at the beginning of the game. We are near midfield. That's arguably 7 points. If you put the ball where it needs to be shown, that he will make the play, and he'll probably finish the play in the end zone and pull away from the defender. He said he really wanted to apologize. He's apologizing now. So, okay, you take ownership for your poor play and all that. And then it gets worse. Like Mike Zimmer said, he's not a fan of the apology. He was probably just being nice. I mean, seriously, this is what Zimmer said. I'm not worried about it. Maybe he should get off the podcast. So you have Thielen basically telling Kirk Cousins, you have to hit the deep ball. You have to eventually make the throws. Kirk Cousins then says, you're right. I'm going to apologize for my bad play. Then the coach is saying, wait a second. He's just being a nice guy. I don't like the apology. Get off the podcast and pretty much go make the throw. That's what the coach is saying. And oh yeah, by the way, you had Stephon Diggs getting fined this week because he missed practice. And now there's all these Stephon Diggs trade rumors. The Minnesota Vikings right now, in a division that is a good division with the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions surprising people. How about the Lions last week? Almost taking down the Kansas City Chiefs as their 2-1-1 on the season. So you have a division where the Packers are 3-1, the Bears are 3-1, the Lions are 2-1-1, and the Vikings sit there at 2-2. This is a huge game for the Vikings this weekend. And it's ugly right now. It will get uglier if they can't go to New York and get a win up against the Giants. Because yes, the Giants have won their last two games. Yes, the Giants have new life with Daniel Jones. But there is no way a rookie quarterback that has two games of experience, especially going up against the Minnesota defense, and the Giants defense is not a good defense, there is no way going up against a bad defense and a rookie quarterback that Kirk Cousins should lose this game. And it would not surprise me if this is a close game. This is not a lock victory for them. This is going to be or could be a tough game, especially if Kirk Cousins does struggle. Now, they should be smart and run the football until they're blue in the face, but eventually Kirk Cousins is going to have to make a big throw, and I don't know if he can. And think about it. He has a guaranteed contract. How rare that is in the NFL. Kirk Cousins has it. That should be for great quarterbacks. He is not a great quarterback. If they lose this week and if they fall below 500, then they have the Eagles and the Lions coming up. Then they get a little break with the Redskins, but then they have the Chiefs and the Cowboys. You desperately, with a tough schedule coming up, you desperately have to take care of these inferior teams. Except last week, you look at the Bears, and I know their defense is great, but they lost their quarterback. And the Vikings couldn't show up. So who knows what the Vikings are going to do this week. And then you have the Atlanta Falcons, who to me continue to be a great disappointment. Ever since they were up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, they have been a disappointment. And last year, I picked them to win the Super Bowl. That blew up in my face. And at the end of the season, I was calling for the firing of Dan Quinn. And I understand they had a lot of injuries last year. But there were times through last season where I was calling for the firing of the coach. And people in Atlanta called up and said I was crazy. Now I don't even know if Dan Quinn's going to survive the season. They're 1-3. They're in last place in a division that has Drew Brees out. You have Cam Newton out. And yes, Jameis Winston's looked good the last few weeks. But that Bucs team isn't a great team. So you have an opportunity to take advantage, and you can't. And you lose to the Colts. You lost to the Vikings week one. And then last week, you get Tennessee, who Tennessee was inept offensively against the Jaguars. They had no offensive line. Marcus Mariota looks like he couldn't throw the football, and you lose to the Tennessee Titans in Atlanta, and not only lose, you lose 24-10. That's embarrassing. And now Atlanta has to go to Houston and face the Texans. I can guarantee you one thing. I will not bet in favor of Atlanta for the rest of the season. I won't do it. I can't do it. And here's why I can't bet in favor of them. Whether they're a dog or a favorite. If they're a dog, I won't pick them. And if they're a favorite, I won't pick them. Maybe I'll pick against them. I don't know what the line is for Texans and Atlanta this week. I didn't look at it yet. But I cannot pick the Falcons if they're a favorite or a dog for the rest of the season. Because I don't know what team shows up each and every week. Because a lot of these games, they should have won. Going in, I thought they should have won the Minnesota game. They get a break against the Eagles where the Eagles' whole team is hurt. They didn't have that win against the Eagles. Yes, at the time you said good win, but in reality, they had to fight until the end to even get a sniff of that victory. With like 9 Eagles players out. And then you lose to Indianapolis, a game you should have won. No disrespect to the Colts, but going in, you think Atlanta's the better team. And then you lose to Tennessee after the performance Tennessee had the week before. So Minnesota and Atlanta are under a tremendous amount of pressure this week. And Minnesota could talk all they want, have the dysfunction with Diggs, have the soap opera playing out with Thielen and Kirk Cousins. Shut up. Go win the game this weekend. Because if you don't win the game this weekend, it's embarrassing. And how I could barely believe in the Falcons right now, you will be in the Falcons category if you lose this game if you're Minnesota. And then for Atlanta, who, by the way, they're a 3-point dog to the Texans. Atlanta's season right now is on life support. You're not going to recover if you go to 1-4. You will not do it. You will not recover if you are 1-4. So you have 2 must-win games and 2 teams that are under an enormous amount of pressure entering this Sunday. And it's the Vikings going to New York to face the Giants. And it is the Atlanta Falcons going to Houston to face the Texans. 2 road teams, 2 teams that need a win. And we'll see what they're made out of on Sunday. Give me a team in the NFL right now that needs a win on Sunday. Because for me, it's obvious Atlanta and Minnesota need a win. And also, do you have any reason? Pick a team that you believe's off to a slow start that maybe you think there's better days ahead. Because right now, I don't think there's better days ahead for Atlanta, and it's not looking promising for Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.